Blog Talk Radio.
Let's go.
Hey girl, how you doing? My name is Charlie. Let's make love. I was wondering if I could take you out. Show you a good time. Oh, invite you to my house. Here is my number. Girl, you can call me. And don't forget it, eh? The name is Charlie.
Thank you guys for listening to the show. You're listening live to the 2012 Internet Radio Show. This is your host, Frank Williams, and you're listening live to the 1982 Astros Alumni Radio. Thank you guys for listening to the show. Those that are listening via Internet on my show page and those listening via cell phone. Thank you guys for listening to the show. I really do appreciate it. The call-in number to the show, guys, today is 818-301-5834. That's every day, actually. It's 818-301-5834. Lock that number in. Lock it into your cell phone. Lock it into your home phone. Lock it into your iPod, iPad, whatever. Just lock it in. Call into the show, guys. Today, our show today is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all your tax and accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can call them at 770-732-0244. That's 770-732-0244 is the office number. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with whatever you're struggling with within that realm. All right, give them a call, 770-732-0244. And again, guys, thank you for listening to the show. I'm your host, Frank Williams. Call into the show, guys. Let's talk a little while. 818-301-5834. Now, I promote the show daily on Twitter and Facebook, guys. Now, if you are on Twitter, if you have a Twitter account, you can follow the show on Twitter at 82 Astros Alumni. That's Twitter at the number 82 Astros Alumni. Okay? And you can also follow the show on Facebook. If you have a Facebook account, go into your account, go to the top of the page, type in the search box there, type in 1982 Astros Alumni. That's the number, 1982 Astros Alumni. And our show page should pop up there. Go ahead and send us a friend request, and we will confirm you as a friend. That way, whether you're on Facebook or Twitter, you'll never miss an episode of the show if you don't want to, okay? We try to send out tweets and Facebook messages out daily, about a half hour to 45 minutes before the show, and I've been trying to do something new with that. I've been trying to get this out about 2 hours or an hour and a half before the show. But as you know, now I'm back at work. Today was my first day back at work. Yay! I've been down about 11 weeks. I've been out about 11 weeks. Can you believe that? But today was my first day back. Everyone was glad to see me. I was glad to see everyone else as well. I'm happy to be back at work, and things couldn't be better, okay? And thank you guys for some of the well wishes that you sent me over to over the Facebook and also through the show page. I appreciate that. I appreciate that very, very much. I try to read all my messages, and I try to also return messages as well. So if you want to get in touch with me, just go on my show page and send me a message. No big deal, right? Thank you. Okay, and so now, a couple of things there, guys. I don't know. I know I did a show one time about these reality shows. Well, I watched my favorite reality show last night. That's Keeping Up with the Kardashians. I know you guys may be flaking about that or whatever, laughing at me. I don't care. But their show is more interesting than any of the other shows out there, any other reality shows out there. their show is more interesting. I don't care, Hip Hop Atlanta, you know, that isn't it for me. You know, they act so crazy on Hip Hop Atlanta. But there's drama in there. They're making money. They got people watching the show. But my favorite reality show is Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Their show is pretty drama filled. The mom makes the show, and things seem to swirl around her. So they've got a lot of money. So I'm interested. That's all. Anyway, they had their new season start last night. That's how good they are. Now, some of these reality shows have came and gone already, but Keeping Up with the Kardashians, they have another season. They signed them for another season, and their first show was last night. I watched it. Now, there was also the first show for the, I think it's Married to a Jonas, something like that, one of the Jonas Brothers. I watched a little bit of that. Couldn't watch it all because I guess they haven't figured out that you got to have some drama within these reality shows in order to keep people's attention. And they didn't have any drama within their show. So I don't know if it's going to last or not. We'll just have to see, right? But that's, you know, that was it. And I don't know how it's going to, you know, last. But it may, I guess there may be some people out there that want to watch that, but not me, okay? I'm sorry, guys. I'm not a woman, so I can't do two things at once. And I'm trying to get out a very important message that I need to. So what I'm gonna do? Give me 1 minute, guys, and I'll be right back up on the show. Thanks. Yeah, thank you guys for listening to the show again. I'm sorry. but I'm back up on the show, and we're ready to rock and roll. Now, on today's episode, guys, is let's talk some football. Now, here's the deal, because I do want to talk football, but it's still the preseason. So, you know, what happens is that I don't know. The preseason is okay, but, you know, I just seem to not get caught up in the preseason too much. I like the preseason. I like to watch the starters at the beginning. But then I turn out and I don't watch it too much. You with me? So that isn't really something that I watch a whole lot, but it's preseason, so, you know, what the hell. But I think that Pittsburgh going to be okay. Yeah, they played Indianapolis last night. I think Indianapolis is going to be good. I think this guy that they drafted, Luck, I think he's going to be pretty lucky this year. I think he's going to do well. He can throw the ball. But you know, when he gets in trouble, he throws it away. Just like they teach, throw that ball away. You know, it isn't like a Tebow. Tebow tried to, you know, he and Michael Vick and some of these guys, they try to keep these plays going, which is their style. And, you know, that's fine too. That's the way they play. But that's not his game. That's not Luck's game. So he doesn't try that stuff. But what I'm saying is that he can throw it. I think he's going to be a great passer. You know, he may break some records. Who knows? And then you know, it's going to be I don't know about the Falcons. I hope they do well, but I'm not sure if they're going to do well or not. And there are some more teams out there that I don't know about. RG3 at the Redskins. He didn't have a good game the other night, but I believe he may turn out to be pretty good. I mean, he's just a rookie. He's coming in, learning the system and all. So I'm not sure. We got a caller up on the line from the 678 area code. First three digits are 544. Let's get that caller up on the show. Let's talk some football. Caller, you're on the air with Frank Williams Live.
How you doing, Frank? Dante.
Hey, Dante, what's going on, bud?
What's going on? I'm glad you said my Steelers first. I'm glad you named them first when you went down the line. I'm glad you named my boys first.
I did that because I watched a little bit of the game last night, and they the last team that I saw play last night. So that's who I had in mind. So they look like, I believe they're gonna be pretty good when they get everybody healthy.
Oh definitely. And we gotta get Mike Wallace in camp. Mike Wallace coming back to camp this week. So we gonna get it together.
You sure
we're going to be in New Orleans? We're going to be in New Orleans. We're going to be at the Super Bowl. We're going to be down there with San Francisco. We're going to play 49ers this year.
So you think the 49ers are going to make it to the Super Bowl?
Yeah, I think they're going to make it in the NFC. I think they're going to win the NFC.
I don't know. I think their quarterback might be a little suspect.
But you ain't looking at the team around that quarterback. You ain't looking at the team around that quarterback. You got to look at that defense. Man, you got to look at them weapons that they added in the offseason on the offense end. So, yeah, they ready. Trust me. Just remember I said this in February.
But if your quarterback can't get the job done, I mean, you can have a good defense, but at this day and time, people doing some scoring in the NFL.
They are, but look what they got. Look what they got last year. They got to the NFC Championship last year. They faced the Giants. Gave them a hell of a game. You know what I mean? They lost, but I mean they're gonna be back this year. Trust me. it ain't gonna take them too much to get back to that point.
Well, I hope so. San Fran used to be my team when Joe Montana was there, Jerry Rice, but now, they laid off for a long time, but now I don't know. They're gonna have to show me something.
Well, they should have showed some last year, but they, I guess they got to show you a little bit more.
They got a good defense, but good coaching too.
You got great head coach. I mean, they go down the line.
Yep, they go down the line. I hope they play well. Hopefully Randy Moss keep his mouth shut and just play ball. I don't know. You never know.
Well, Mario Manningham is their best receiver. Mario Manningham from the Super Bowl champion Giants. They acquired him during the offseason. So that's their best receiver. That's who they're going to be throwing that ball to the most. But Randy going to get his. He's going to take the top off defense every now and then.
Well,
what about T.O. dropped the ball in the preseason game. He had a touchdown right in the hand, but I do like the fact that he did separate from the wide receiver. That he was wide, he was basically open. He did show the separation. He got speed. He still got the speed, so he can separate from the receiver. He just got to catch that ball. So we'll see. He still got to make the team. He still got to make the roster. So he can't be dropping balls right now. He can't be dropping balls.
But he can't be dropping balls. That's for sure.
He can't drop them balls. But we get had to see tonight. You got New England. And you got Philadelphia tonight. You got a chance to see some starters. I'm like you with the preseason. I watch the starters and I turn away. So I get a chance to watch the best quarterback in the league, Tom Brady, tonight. And the best coach in the league, Bill Belichick.
Yeah, we'll get a chance to see if they I don't know what they got though. I don't know who they picked up somebody good in the offseason.
Put up Brandon Lloyd, put up wide receiver. But I mean, the Patriots are always gonna be there. I mean, they're always gonna be there. I mean, that's the play. I mean, whenever you got the best quarterback in the league and the best coach in the league, you're gonna be there at the end every year. So we'll see what happens. But I mean, we're gonna be facing them in the AFC Championship. I think we got them in the AFC Championship.
Well, that's what I was getting ready to say. Now you say New England got the best quarterback. New England got the best coach. So, but then you said that Pittsburgh was going to be in the Super Bowl.
Of course. I think they're going to be in the AFC Championship, and we're going to take care of business in the AFC Championship. We're going to be in the Super Bowl, of course. But like I said, they got great coaching. They got the best quarterback in the league. So they're gonna be in it every year. They're gonna be in contention for the title every year. It's not gonna be a year that they're not gonna be in contention with that right there. Starting off with them two though.
And that's what I'm saying. Pittsburgh hadn't been able to get on the hump over the hump the last 2 years.
Well, we won Super Bowl 43 and Super Bowl 40. I mean, so we done won two championships in this whole in from the year 2000 to the year 2010, so probably in a decade. So I mean, we gonna get back on top. it's about time.
Yeah, we like I said, only Only time will tell. But you know, my favorite, my whole favorite running back in the whole NFL is
mine is AP.
Is
Adrian Peterson.
Well, Peterson, I don't know how he's looking this year. I don't know how his knee holding up. But my boy,
For all my money, I want Adrian Peterson. I want him. That's my running back. I don't want nobody else. That's it. That's my running back.
Well, my boy out in Oakland,
he's no joke.
That boy stay healthy this year.
He's no joke. I give you that. McFadden, he's a player. He's ready.
Yeah, he's the man right there.
He hurt that foot last year. He was out for the whole rest of the season last year.
Yeah.
He's gonna be back, man. He's looking shaky right about now. I don't know. He's looking real shaky. I used to ball.
That's what I was saying about San Francisco quarterback. That boy, you know,
he balled all the way up to
they got to New York. When New York came to town,
he had no receiver. His leading receiver was Crabtree last year. He had no receiver last year. I love Vernon Davis. He had a tight end, but he had no receiver last year. So, I mean, and to do what he did with that team, and take it to the NFC Championship, that defense, they got a great running back, they got some great receivers, they got a coach, but
the only piece they missing is that quarterback. So I don't know. I'd have to see how they start off. Let's see what they got going week six or week seven in the season. Let's see how everybody looking.
Well, they got Green Bay the first game of the season, so that's gonna be a good test for them right there. They got Green Bay first game of the season, so I'd be looking to see what they're gonna do against them. To see what's going to happen in the NFC this year. So that's going to be a great test for them. So we'll see. It all going to settle itself out. It all going to play itself out. We're going to sit back and watch.
Right. So, all right, Dante, where the music playing now, so we're going to have to shut down. But, hey, I appreciate you calling in, man, and stay up on the show. Keep calling. Let's keep talking.
No problem,
man. I'll talk to you. All right. All right, thanks guys for listening to the show. Been a great show. You take care of yourself and have a great night and have a great day at work tomorrow. Take care.